I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Wednesday, September 8th. What to know about the Taliban's newly announced government in Afghanistan, a powerful earthquake in Mexico, and the billions of dollars up for debate in the U.S. Plus, why flu season could be worse this year, a major update in the legal case that sparked the Free Britney movement, and in what way TikTok has overtaken YouTube. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The Taliban announced a new government in Afghanistan that's not likely to get a lot of support from Western nations. It does not include any women or members from the last Afghan government's leadership. Instead, this new interim government is stacked with Taliban veterans who were in charge of the hardline government 20 years ago. Several of them are listed by the U.S. and United Nations as global terrorists. For example, the key post of Interior Minister was given to a man who's on the FBI's most wanted list. He led a network that's blamed for many deadly attacks and kidnappings, and he's believed to still be holding at least one American hostage. Besides him, other cabinet members used to be inmates at the Guantanamo detention camp. And at least one of the leaders is said to have ties to the Al-Qaeda terror group that was responsible for the attacks on 9/11. The Taliban says these appointments are temporary, but they have not said how long they'll last, who is going to take over next, or if there might be elections. For now, the Taliban is also urging foreign diplomats, embassies, consulates, and humanitarian organizations to come back to Afghanistan. All Western nations left when U.S. troops withdrew last month. The U.S. and other countries also froze Afghanistan's funding. That's desperately needed. As much as 80% of the country's budget comes from the international community. But global leaders and lenders say they're waiting to see how the Taliban will treat the opposition, women, and minorities before they send money again. Mexico was hit with a powerful earthquake last night. It struck near the resort city of Acapulco, and buildings shook all throughout the middle of the country, even hundreds of miles away. So far, estimates say it was at least a 7.0 magnitude quake, and at least one person was killed. Buildings were damaged, trees toppled, and boulders came crashing down onto roads. As of this morning, several states are also without power, and the U.S. agency known as NOAA says there's now a tsunami threat in Mexico. This was the fourth large earthquake to hit Mexico in recent years in September. In fact, a magnitude 8.2 earthquake hit Mexico on that same date 4 years ago, killing nearly 100 people. The White House is asking Congress to pass a short-term spending package to avoid a government shutdown at the end of this month. So far, though, lawmakers have been busy debating other issues. For example, the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, also a larger $3.5 trillion package that tackles everything from climate change to education to healthcare to income inequality and more. Democratic leaders had been hoping to pass both of those soon, even though Republicans and some more moderate Democrats don't like how large that second one is. And they've brought up concerns about how the Dems plan to pay for it, mostly with tax increases on the richest Americans and corporations. The original idea was to pass those, along with the regular bill that keeps the country running every year, at the same time. But if that's not done by the end of this month, the federal government will shut down, which means many federal workers would have to be furloughed, or in other words, sent on leave without pay. So the Biden administration wants at least a temporary spending bill done first that will not take as much time to negotiate. On top of that, the White House wants money for two immediate priorities. We're talking $24 billion to cover the costs of Hurricane Ida and other natural disasters, as well as nearly $6.5 billion to resettle Afghan evacuees. So far, top lawmakers like Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer have seemed open to these requests, even calling them necessary. But an actual bill has not been drafted just yet. To be continued. A controversial Confederate monument that's towered over Richmond, Virginia for more than 130 years is now coming down. The statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee is expected to be removed from Virginia's capital this morning. Some people have been wanting it gone for a while, saying General Lee and the rest of the Confederacy fought to maintain slavery and white supremacy in the United States. But others have argued it should be preserved as part of history or that it's a source of Southern pride. You may remember Virginia's governor first announced plans to take down the statue last summer during nationwide protests against racism. But plans got delayed for more than a year because of legal battles. Well, the case ended up in front of Virginia's Supreme Court last week, and the court ruled the statue could come down after all. The statue will start being removed later this morning, and the governor's office is live streaming the event. Then the monument will go to a storage facility until the state decides what to do with it. Health officials are once again urging people to get vaccinated, but this time it's not about COVID-19. They say Americans need to start getting their flu shots now, since this flu season could be a bad one. That's because, unlike last year, most kids are back in school in person, and a lot of communities have eased up on mask mandates and physical distancing measures. Plus, last year, fewer people were exposed to the flu virus, and that means fewer people have a natural immunity to it this time around. On average, about 200,000 Americans are hospitalized with the flu each year. But researchers from the Public Health Dynamics Lab at the University of Pittsburgh say we can expect up to three times that many this year. And hospitals are not equipped to deal with that right now, since many are already overwhelmed with COVID-19 cases. So the flu shots are now recommended for everyone ages 6 months and older. More news is just ahead, but first a quick break to thank our sponsor, KiwiCo. My family has really enjoyed our KiwiCo crate for our baby Dax. The crate provided us with new ideas and the supplies needed to help his little brain grow and develop during playtime, which meant this sometimes sleep-deprived parent had to put in a little less energy and effort and yet still provide something super valuable to my child and his development. KiwiCo's research-backed crates are delivered monthly and come with all the supplies needed for that month's project. I appreciate that each box is designed by experts, tested by kids, and has a focus on STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, art, and math, making those subjects fun for kids of all age groups, from babies to even teens. In fact, older kids love getting mail that's just for them. It's a great way to start the school year knowing they have a package to look forward to each month. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. And right now, you can get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with the code NEWSWORTHY. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Intel is doubling down on plans to expand semiconductor chip production to deal with a growing need. The company says it will invest up to $95 billion in Europe over the next decade. Intel plans to build at least two new factories, and an existing facility in Ireland will soon devote all of its efforts toward making chips for automakers. Intel is also building new plants in Arizona. That said, none of these plans will solve the current chip shortage. Already, major automakers like GM have had to shut down production at some American plants because they don't have enough chips to finish certain vehicles. And this week, leaders at Ford and Volkswagen predicted the shortages could last into the year 2023 or even 2024. Chipmakers have been trying to meet the increased demand, but the pandemic is slowing that process down. Factories in Taiwan and Malaysia dealt with shutdowns this summer because of COVID-19 outbreaks. The shift to electric vehicles is putting even more pressure on the situation. CNBC reports that a gas-powered car like a Ford Focus uses about 300 chips, but Ford's new electric vehicles need about 3,000 of them. NASA is celebrating a historic achievement on Mars this week. The Perseverance rover drilled into the red planet and successfully collected its first rock sample. This first piece is slightly thicker than a pencil. The rock came from a crater where scientists think there was once a great body of water. Studying samples like this will help scientists figure out if there was ever life on Mars. But it'll be a while before the rock can be analyzed. NASA has to send a second rover to Mars that'll pick up the samples and ship them back to Earth on a rocket. If all goes according to plan, the Mars rock could be delivered to Earth by 2030. Britney Spears scored a major win in her conservatorship case. The singer's father, Jamie, filed a petition to end the conservatorship entirely. And that's what Britney has been fighting for at court hearings over the summer. Remember, Jamie has had control over Britney's finances and other parts of her life since 2008. In his recent petition, Jamie says the conservatorship helped Britney, quote, get through a major life crisis, rehabilitate, and advance her career. But now he says his daughter's life has changed and that if she thinks she can handle her own life, she should get that chance. He also said there's no legal grounds to make Britney go through a psychological exam. And that's another thing Britney did not want to do. The pop star has also claimed the arrangement was abusive, but her father still denies that part. In response, Britney's attorney called the latest development vindication. And the singer's fans, who have been part of the so-called Free Britney movement, have been celebrating this news on social media and congratulating Britney on the legal win. The next court date is scheduled for the end of the month. Well, these days, it seems TikTok is holding people's attention longer than YouTube. The analytics firm App Annie says the average American TikTok user watches more than 24 hours of content per month. By comparison, people are watching about 22 hours and 40 minutes worth of videos on YouTube. The report focuses on Android phones, which account for nearly half of the smartphones in North America. YouTube still has more users, though, 2 billion compared to TikTok's estimated 700 million. But TikTok was the most downloaded app in the world last year. Baseball legends Derek Jeter, Ted Simmons, Larry Walker, and the late Marvin Miller will finally be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame today. They were elected last year for the class of 2020, but the ceremony was delayed more than a year and a half because of the pandemic. Today's event is happening in Cooperstown, New York, about a mile from the Hall of Fame Museum, and there will be a crowd. The ceremony starts at 1:30 this afternoon Eastern Time. By the way, there's no class of 2021. The Baseball Writers Association of America casts ballots every year, and players who qualify have to get at least 75% of those votes. But this year, no one did. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Ritual. When it comes to something that I put in my body every single day, I want to know that I can trust the ingredients and that it's doing what it's supposed to do. That's why I appreciate that Ritual has invested in gold standard, university-led research for its vitamins. For example, Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was shown to increase vitamin D levels and omega-3 DHA levels in 12 weeks, helping to fill common nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 and up. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. Ritual has also committed to third-party testing from places like the Non-GMO Project. So all of that makes me feel great about taking Ritual vitamins as part of my daily routine. On top of that, Ritual's vitamins are fresh tasting and they never upset my stomach. They're also convenient. I only need to take 2 pills once a day. And when I'm ready for more, my vitamins show up at my doorstep so I never run out. And right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. It is still very much a job seeker's market, and American workers apparently have higher expectations for their next job, including higher salaries. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York found, on average, salary workers will not accept less than $69,000 a year for their next job. That's about 7% higher from the same time last year. But they're not necessarily expecting companies to offer that much. The survey found most people looking for work right now think salary offers in the coming months will be around $57,000. Hourly workers are also starting to expect more than they used to. The August jobs report found average hourly wages have gone up more than 4% over the past year. And they keep going up each month as businesses are under pressure to offer more. Labor Department data show there are more job openings than potential workers right now. And that's true across many industries, including education, healthcare, business services, manufacturing, and retail. All right, thank you so much for listening today and sharing the show with friends, family, and coworkers and on social media. We so appreciate it. We will catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.